This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, Melbourne. Hello, Australia. Hello, the world.
And welcome. Hello.
Welcome. Welcome, Jono. How are you?
You're good, Yanni. How's your week been?
It's been a good week.
Is it?
Sort of.
Yeah, no, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
Well, we're here live on 94.9.
Yes, on Joy, here at the Pride Centre.
Yeah.
For Living Life Single.
Right. Doesn't get better than that on your Saturday.
No, people. Saturday afternoon. It's kind of like the vibe before the rest of the weekend, right? You've kind of settled into the weekend now.
Yeah.
You've kind of got through the first bit and you're like, oh, it's that 4 o'clock time.
Yeah.
You're ready to like start thinking about dinner, start thinking about the night. Are we going out? Are we staying in?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that exciting thing to get you ready for Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to give you a giggle, give you a bit of a...
Absolutely.
The usual single slant.
That's what we always do, right?
What'd you call me?
What are we talking about today, Jono? Do you know?
Well, yes, but I don't want to give too much away.
No, don't give
we
too
do
much
have
away.
A very special guest,
mm-hmm.
And it is from their opinion or their single slant on being single.
Yeah,
but I don't want to say too much more.
Yeah, no. We'll introduce.
I'm very excited on Joy 94.9. What sorry. Was that?
That was my mobile.
Are
going
you taking
off. I'm so sorry.
Grind a date? Like,
no,
what are you doing?
No, that was my mum.
Is she listening?
No, I don't know what she's doing, but she was calling me.
It's not an emergency.
No. It's
there
not.
We go. We've got a special guest. It's Yanni's mum.
Yeah. No. No, we have a much special guest.
We do.
Yes.
And if you at any point today want to comment or send in a question, you can text it in on 0427 569 949.
Amazing.
Or email on.
onair@joy.org.au.
Yay!
And we want you to contact us.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But just not by mobile telephone on Yanni's phone.
No,
we're
please don't do
doing
that.
A show.
Yeah. I'll let my mum know.
Bless her.
So,
yes.
Now we're talking about a very special guest.
Yes.
Who is that, Jono?
Why are you giving it to me? I did the little, like, the little teaser, the little super song.
We have a super special guest today. We have we have Hank from Transgender Victoria.
Hello.
Welcome, Hank.
Hello, hi. Thanks for having me.
So I just... There we go. We've got the applause going on. How are you, Hank?
Hi, Yanni. Good. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Very well on this Saturday kind of Melbourne afternoon.
Ugh.
We don't know what's going on here.
Hank is definitely bringing in the colour.
Yeah,
in
absolutely.
Here. The coat, the jumper, I want to stay
they
there.
They are looking amazing.
Yes.
Absolutely
thank you
fabulous.
Both.
You
when
are.
They walked in. Stunning.
Oh,
so today's show, what we're going to be talking about is what's it like to be transgender and single, right?
Mm,
with the
yes.
single slant, because look, me and Jono have done this for about a bit over 6 months, so we've heard our slant on a whole lot of things.
We
right?
are slanty.
Yes, slanty indeed. And we want to hear other voices, right? Because I think it's so
important.
Much more exciting, much more fantastic and fascinating when we when we share that and we hear other voices, especially here on Joy.
Mm.
So Hank, right, I'm going to get straight into it.
Oh.
I know, right? What's living life single right now for you?
Ooh, right now?
Yeah.
I mean, I have actually just recently moved to Melbourne. So I work for Transgender Victoria as the communications and fundraising manager.
Very cool.
And I've been working remotely for a couple of years, and I've just decided it was time to actually come and be in person. So we're based out in Brunswick East at Affirmation Station. It's Australia's first trans-led community hub, and we run an op shop there. And so, yeah, I just was like, all right, enough of this, you know, working remote, time to actually get in community.
Yep.
And with that, you know, obviously I've relocated as a single person.
So how is that? Like, because I know, Jono, you relocated here as a single person, and Hank, you've relocated. How was it for you, Hank, sort of moving by yourself, right?
I mean, by myself, but I also moved with a friend who is also single. And the two of us, we live together.
Yep.
And we're doing dating life. You know, like we're telling each other about who we're meeting on the apps. We're going out a lot.
Great.
And this has like been a really lovely part about like living here is that there is so many events on, so many like queer events and trans events. So yeah, we've been getting out there and meeting people. So it's been like quite an exciting time.
Yep.
And I really think that like for the first time in my life, I'm putting myself out there in a way that I feel like the most aligned with who I am.
Beautiful. Oh, that is beautiful.
I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's beautiful. And do you know what? I want to hear so much more about all your dating things. I want to hear more about your living situation.
You're off the tips, aren't you?
Absolutely, because after the date that I had last week, oh my God, right? That is for another episode, right?
Oh my gosh.
So we're speaking to Hank from Transgender Victoria, who's just moved to Melbourne, which is absolutely exciting, and they are loving it at the moment.
6 weeks.
Mm.
Six. And where were you coming from?
I was living in Sydney.
Sydney.
Yeah. So I, it was kind of a, I don't know, a badly kept secret that I was, working for TGV, but not really living in Victoria.
They're the best type of secrets, so. Right? They're the best type of secrets, I think. That's what you've got to do. So, Hank, so you've moved down here as a single person, and I think it's a really smart decision that you moved down here with a friend, right? Mm. I think from our conversations that we've had in the other shows that we've had, having that support really helps single people, right, Jono?
Absolutely. I think that's a great idea.
And so you've moved in with this person.
Yes.
And how has that helped you in terms of, A, just moving to a place anywhere else, but also as a transgender individual, has that helped you in ways that you didn't think of?
Yeah, I've been reflecting on this a lot since moving, but, you know, you move to a new place and, you know, almost the entirety of my social interactions for the first little while, like they're incredibly surface level. You don't actually know people very deeply.
Yeah.
And I think like living with someone who I've known for 5 years and we moved together and we're in a really similar stage of life, like there is like a comfort and a security in having a friend that you can just, you don't need to mask, you don't need to like perform anything.
Yeah.
You can just be yourself. And so I think I mentioned before, I'm going to a lot of events and I'm really meeting people, putting myself out there and having a great time doing it. But it takes a lot of energy.
Yes.
And there's like there's a social aspect to that can be draining. And to be able to come home at the end of all that and be with someone who is safe and that like, you know, knows who I am and affirms who I am in all circumstances, it just makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what we've also discussed in the past, in that when you do go places by yourself, and then we all kind of have to protect ourselves, especially as single people, because we've all got this kind of thing going on. That when we're there and we've put our little mask on, so to speak, it's harder to sort of be your true self. And you kind of mentioned before, it's great to come home that you've got someone there where you don't have to. That's wonderful. I think that's a really safe way of doing it.
Yeah. And like, you know, I'm very lucky. I work for a trans organization. We're pretty much all trans staff and we're serving trans community. And so my gender has never, like, having moved here, my gender is not actually something that has prohibited me from making connections.
Whereas
I think that, like, in the past, as I have gone on my own gender journey, it has been sometimes a barrier for closeness. Whereas actually, I think since moving and the communities that I'm operating in, it's actually kind of become a connection point I'm connecting with people because there's like shared experience and, you know, there's an interest in talking about gender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think, so compare the two, right? Is it easier here now to connect because you're single, as opposed to, say, in the past when I'm making an assumption here that you were, when you were single, was it harder then just because of the locations and the different attitudes?
I think the comparison between locations is hard. It's more about stage of life for me and where I'm at on my journey.
Mm.
So, you know, I first came out as non-binary roughly 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's just been this ongoing journey for me where, as I said before, like I've come to Melbourne at a point in my life where I feel like my most aligned and authentic self, and I have a greater sense of self and who I am, that then makes it a lot easier to be putting myself out there, both in kind of platonic ways and, you know, hopefully, and a little bit dabbling, you know, in romantic ways too.
Love it.
I'm just in awe. I'm just like listening and this. I'm not normally this quiet.
No, I know. I'm like, lift your game. I was just like,
wow, I want to be young again and I want to be going out and engaging and.
Well, go out with Hank.
I think so. I'm getting inspired. Like, by Hank.
You know, you're exercising this now.
Energy. Well, one day. Let's not get too excited. it's just, it's great. Carry on. Okay. I'm just having a moment. I'm having a moment here, people.
So moving, Hank, can be quite costly. And did you find being single, it costs a lot more. We've done a previous show on that. But also, are you finding that is being single and transgender more expensive? Are you finding that a bit of a push that maybe we haven't thought of?
I mean,
it's probably more expensive because look at the fabulous outfit.
Well, of course,
that they came in.
They look amazing. They look absolutely stunning.
You know, it looks amazing.
There is something to be said about like the cost of being trans.
Yeah.
You know, and every trans person has their own unique experience.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we can look at trans folks who are exploring, you know, surgical affirmation options, mm-hmm. people who are, you know, for me, like one of my biggest expenses is actually just clothing. I mean, you've said it very complimentarily.
Thank you.
But it's also to say, like, on this journey of discovering who I am, the way that I express myself outwardly has taken a lot of iteration.
Yeah.
Mm. And that iteration has costs attached, which is part of why at Transgender Victoria, we run a gender affirming op shop because we actually understand how expensive it can be. If you're starting to explore different ways that you want to express your gender, if you're constantly trying on new clothes and trying to buy new clothes, that adds up.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, I'm also kind of exploring things like, you know, getting hair removal and, you know, different trans people are doing different things to affirm their gender.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes they have costs associated that cis people don't have to worry about. But also, like, trans people don't have a monopoly on gender affirming care either. And so, you know, any kind of, you know, laser hair removal or hair growth stimulation or, you know, a little bit of Botox or, you know, whatever, you know, you want that
just
nose
a little,
job.
Just
like,
a little. Just,
you know, but all those things, like that's kind of a version of gender affirming care that everyone has opportunities to explore. And there are costs associated with feeling fully embodied with how you see yourself in the world.
And do you reckon they're easier to explore as a single person?
Oh, God.
All the tough questions here.
I know, Yanni. And we're live today with a very, very special guest from Trans Victoria.
Hey, Transgender Victoria.
Get it right.
As the communications manager, it's very important for me that we get the
branding right. Transgender Victoria.
There we go.
We're with the wonderful Hank.
Fantastic. And how can people contact us, Jonathan?
You can text us. You don't call us, though, like Yanni's mother did there live on air. 0427-569-949. Or you can email us, Yanni.
On air at joy.org.au.
Fabulous, darling.
Now, before the break, Hank, I ask you a tricky question, a bit of a doozy one, right? Just around, is it easier to explore yourself as a single person?
I've only been single my entire transgender journey.
Yep.
So I don't really have much to compare it to, but I will say that, like, when you are not, like, trying to consider a relationship and another person's thoughts and feelings. And, you know, I've felt incredible freedom in exploring my gender.
Yeah.
So I think as a single person for me, it's been quite liberating. But I think that plenty of people who are trans and in relationships will also have different things
to
say.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And do you think it's been liberating because you've had a support network around you to sort of help you that as a single person?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're talking about before my beautiful housemate, some of my best friends who are trans as well. So yeah, I think that having the people who are on the journey with you is part of how we do it.
Now, we recently did an episode on apps, and we've got lots of stories about apps and the terrible, terrible experiences that we've had. There's been a few positive ones, but mainly negative. And I want to know what it's like as a transgender person and some of the questions and situations you found. Because we were chatting off air and you said you got some juicy stories. So I want to know some of those. So what kind of things are being asked? What things are not okay to ask? And if you can share any of them, please do. And, you know, have you any of the funny story? I'm just eager to learn because we've had some really terrible experiences, and I think it's the same across the rainbow spectrum. So I want to hear from your point of view and how that's been for you, Hank.
Yes. Okay. Oh, where to begin? Look, I think like some context.
Yes.
I identify as trans femme. And for me, I kind of,
What's that for people who don't know? What's trans femme?
Yes, please.
I really embrace my femininity in a way that, you know, I was assigned male at birth and the world told me that I was a boy. I was socialized to be male. And with that came a lot of expectations around how I was to behave and how I showed up in the world.
Mm.
And actually what really resonates with me and how I see myself in the world is someone who embraces much more of my feminine side than I think is expected of people who are men. And so I think like that was a real, for me, uncovering my gender identity, that was a really big part of that journey, was like, oh, actually I can be feminine and I can embrace like these softer sides of myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not about necessarily conforming to society's standards and expectations, but what brings me joy, wearing a lot of pink brings me a lot of joy, which is a very stereotypical thing for a trans femme person, but it's just, that's, you know, it's something I really love.
Right.
And so I think in my experiences on dating apps, there is a very interesting conversation to be had around how you show up as a trans femme person and who is looking to be dating or maybe hooking up with trans feminine people. I have had many an interaction with straight men, and I think there's a very interesting kind of curiosity I have around this notion that to be straight is not mutually exclusive with queer behaviors.
Okay.
I think like a big part of my gender gets affirmed when people see me as a woman and and in a dating context. So, you know, then that also means that I have experiences of trans misogyny. And often,
what's that? I can't put the two words together. What do you mean by trans misogyny?
Okay, so I think like a lot of women will understand what I you know when I speak about misogyny being, you know, the mistreatment and hatred of women by men, and you know, men who proclaim to be, you know, sexually attracted to women, but also treat women pretty poorly.
Wow.
And as a trans feminine person, to, you know, having been born as a boy and walked around in the world as a man, and then actually also experience what it is to be discriminated for my femininity and treated differently, you know, as a feminine person, there's a lot of, you know, like pretty disrespectful behavior on social media, that's me going into work mode, but in my personal life, on dating apps, you know, really disrespectful behavior that I encounter from men who maybe are fetishizing trans femme people, fetishizing me at least, and want to kind of explore what they're attracted to, but also doing it in a way that maybe they haven't actually come to reconcile their own identity too. So, it's just like, it's been an interesting thing for me of exploring dating with a real lens of safety,
you know,
and I have to look after myself.
And how would you go about that for anyone else that's out there in a similar position? How do you make that safe for you?
Oh, I mean, I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah.
You know, like I had an experience recently where I invited someone home who was a complete stranger, and I very quickly realized that this was not someone that I felt comfortable with, and I was trying to find the right way to ask them to leave, but also being aware that, you know, this could escalate if it was received badly. And there is a lot of data and evidence about, you know, violence against trans women.
Yes.
That's something that, you know, me on my gender journey is like, wow, like I think, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, who I was and how I showed up in the world as a much more masculine person, I took it for granted, my safety in being single. And now I'm much more aware of how important it is to have support and, be really transparent with friends about what my movements might be on a particular, you know, night going out dating. Mm. So yeah, it's something I'm still navigating.
Wow. It's a minefield
yeah.
for everybody out there, because you just never know who is on the other side of that app. So, I mean, we've spoken about advice before, haven't we? Always tell someone where you're going or if you're having someone come over, text someone. But, yeah, that's hard. Like, you've got someone coming over that probably hasn't found who they are as a person, and that can be dangerous.
Yeah. Like, I want to ask you a question about strangers, because we did an episode on that, but...
Oh, we did.
We did.
We were talking about stranger danger, kind of. We were talking about apps. We're going down to... Be careful how I word this. We're going down a hole and we finally kind of came out of it.
Yes,
but we're
yes.
talking about strangers. Now, in another episode, Yanni and I, as single people, have suggested sometimes if you're out and about or at a party, it's quite acceptable to go up and introduce yourself.
Yeah, a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Go and talk to strangers in a good way.
Absolutely.
In a good way. Mm. But Yanni... Why am I saying this?
Why is,
I'm 43 in my mind. Oh, yes. Okay.
How they find talking to strangers.
Thank you. Yeah. Sorry, Hank.
Yeah. Well, I think...
I got distracted by Yanni's eyes again. And I was like, what am I talking about? Sorry, Hank.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's an important conversation because transphobia is still very real, even among people who want to date and hook up with trans people. It's you know, often internalized and doesn't necessarily become apparent until it's too late. So yeah, this the notion of stranger danger as a, you know, for me as a trans person is something that I'm constantly thinking about. And you know, it's part of why I'm a bit more of a slow burn, and I try not to invite someone over if I haven't, you know, at least been chatting with them for a few days, or, you know, met up with them a couple of times. So, yeah, I think it's hard to navigate it and do it well all the time.
Yeah.
Often, you know, you just... The body wants what the body
wants. And of course, right? And what about, like, say, at a party or a wedding, right? In those scenarios where it's a little bit more, you know, you're around people that you might know, it could be a bit more comfortable. Would you go up to a stranger in those situations and just say, hey, hi, I'm Hank?
Yeah, I mean, I was at a party a few weeks ago, and I saw a cutie on the dance floor.
Ooh,
and,
I love a cutie on the dance floor.
We had a little kiss, so, you know, that was nice.
Oh, my God, so it worked.
Yeah,
going
yeah,
up to a stranger
sure.
worked.
But, you know, it was all very, like, I just said, oh, my God, you're beautiful.
Oh, my God.
They were like, thank you so much.
Did you just say that to them? You just went up to them and said, hey, you're beautiful.
Yeah,
Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong. Maybe I need to go up to someone and go, you look amazing. Let's pash. Is that...
You know, I mean, I didn't try to pash them straight away.
Okay, we warmed up to it. Let me just write that down.
I want to know what you're doing now then. What are you doing when you're asking them for like their insurance number or something? Like, what are you doing? What car do you drive? Yeah, no, what colour is it?
I could not care less about
what size shoe are you?
That's what they asked me. And I'm a 13. Now,
wow.
So in those situations, Hank, that's really nice. That's a nice, that's a lovely thing. So you feel that that's a much safer way of doing it, right?
I mean, it's all contextual. That was at a party that was, you know, like a very trans
safe
friendly
space.
Yep. Space. Yes, yep. Yes. You know, but I mean, I've also recently had an instance where I was invited to something where I was explicitly asked, hey, do you think you could tone it down?
And what?
I was
like, tone what down?
Being trans.
What?
Apparently that's something we can tone up and down.
No. Like,
so, you know, like those environments, I'm like, oh, I'm actually much more on edge. And
was this a work environment? A public environment? What was this?
It was a family event.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
That's wow.
I don't know. Can you turn your face down?
Yeah, I know, right?
How dare you?
Yeah.
That would really pee
how,
me off.
How did you go in that situation, Hank?
I didn't go.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. So you made that choice?
Yeah, for sure.
So was this said prior to you going?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are various factors at play, but yeah, ultimately I became incredibly anxious about what my sense of safety would be in that environment.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were going to be strangers at that event.
Mm-hmm.
And how comfortable would I feel in my skin? And, you know, as I say, there are a few other things going on, but ultimately, I didn't go, and I think that was actually
a good idea.
A good idea, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, okay, this flipping it for a little bit, if you weren't single, right, and someone said tone it down, what would happen? Would you feel a bit more confident or not, or?
No, because I think that it's still, you know, my transness is mine, and whether I'm in a relationship or not, like, my transness is valid, and I deserve to feel safe, seen and celebrated wherever I am in whatever context. And that's, you know, so much of the work that I do with Transgender Victoria is like we're advocating for a better world for trans people. Like,
yeah.
It's not good enough at the moment.
It's no, just absolutely not good enough.
I think there was there a protest? Was there some demonstration today that I may have missed out, heard about?
There was like a counter protest to some,
today.
Horrible anti-trans things.
Yeah, I think something in the city in Melbourne.
Oh,
yeah.
Get a life.
I know.
Jesus.
It's such a beautiful weekend. Well, sort of. It's Melbourne, so it's raining like four seasons in one day today. But there's better things to do, like hang out with us, right, Hank?
I mean, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Some people.
I know, right. But you know what? Guess what, Jono?
What?
We are at that time of the show. Your favourite time.
Not because it's the end of the show, but it's just...
Well, not because it's we get to sort of...
We just get to like
catch
up and...
Put it out there.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
So are we going to give inspiration to Hank?
We are going to give inspiration to Hank.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I'll go first. Thanks, Jono.
We do need a jingle for this section. We're going to work on that, people, in
all
the
right,
future.
All right.
We'll have a jingle.
You're going to do it. You're going to organise it.
I'm just sing it live.
You're going to make it happen.
It's
right?
Good. It's bad. It's Jono and Yanni. No, I don't know. But we're going to come up with something.
We'll do that. Okay. For me this week, I caught up with a friend last night. I haven't seen her for a while. We went to the gallery and we had Friday night at the gallery. And I was just like, you know what? Great. We're two single people. We were just chatting. We spent like 4 hours there. We were checking out I think it's the Impressionist exhibitions. Oh, great. Oh, lots of Monets. So if you're going down there, the last room is all the Monets. So don't sort of just time it right. So you get enough time there as well.
Because
we didn't quite do that. So that was really good this week. And for me, that wasn't. The best thing about being single was I don't like booking holidays, but I booked a holiday and I freak myself out and it's just too much. And there was no one, you know, I just needed like that sense to sort of someone to calm me down and to hold me right and go, you know, you can do it. But I did it.
I did it.
I booked a holiday, right?
Oh,
I know, right? I
Go
know.
On, Yanni.
Thank you. So, yes.
Well, I just had a bit of a flat week. I'll start with the not so positive.
Mm-hmm.
Very flat this week. My energy was very low. I was telling Hank before we started the show. And, you know, it's got better. It's ended with the weekend, which is great, naturally. But I started fitness again over the weekend. That's yesterday and today. And it's given me lots of energy, and it actually it's given me
a bit
hope.
Of a pep.
It's a pep in my step. It's given me hope that I'm changing. I'm going for a transformation for the better, to change myself in terms of health, because we've spoken about health issues in the past. So it's a step in the right direction for me. So that's amazing. It's ended on a positive, and I feel great about it, and I feel that is where I'm going.
Well done, Jono.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you, Dottie.
And Hank, what about you?
Yeah, I might end on the positive. So we'll start with the bad one, so we can end on the fun one.
Love it.
I had a bad day, and I was excited to go home and see my beautiful housemate to just like debrief and unpack. And they weren't home. And I was like, yeah, this is like the hard thing about being single. Sometimes you have to just be on your own and you don't have that person to debrief with all the time. But I would just say something I've really been enjoying this week is just some of the window shopping on Grindr. <It's> just, gotta have fun.
Oh, I love it.
It's amazing.
Love it. Hank, you've been an absolute delight. Thank you so much for joining us on Living Life Single. It has just been phenomenal. And it's just so much fun. So lovely to have met you and have you on the show.
Thanks, Yana.
Don't be a stranger.
Thanks,
come back. Let's talk about more. We've got Pandora's Box.
So much
to chat about.
So much more. All right, everyone. Have a fantastic weekend.
See you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.